Anécdota impresionante del señor Sergio Méndez, absolutamente desconocida. La hizo popular tal vez el lanzadiscos, el DJ más importante de su generación, Casey Kasem.
1840 originates in Hollywood. I'm Casey Kasem. And now we're up to a song by a man who lives in a house with a history. History written in the 1930s during the heyday of Hollywood when the main ingredient was glamour. Well, in those days, there were no two names any more glamorous or romantic than Clark Gable and Carol Lombard. And it was then, nearly 50 years ago, that Mr. Gable had built as a gift for the love of his life a beautiful Spanish-style adobe house in the San Fernando Valley. Their courtship and marriage was one of Hollywood's great love stories. It ended sadly, however, a few years later when Carol Lombard was killed in a plane crash. She was only 34. Clark Gable died 18 years later in 1960.
Una historia de amor y un famoso que le regala una casa al amor de su vida, una casa española.
By Brazilian musician and recording artist Sergio Mendes. And Sergio proceeded to add a few personal touches to the house. And back in 1970,
Sergio compró la casa, pero la quiso cambiar.
Studio, a studio built for him by an out-of-work actor who was a pretty fair carpenter. His name is Harrison Ford. And since he built that studio in Sergio's home, once owned by Clark Gable and Carol Lombard, Harrison's managed to get a few jobs and pictures himself. Pictures like the Star Wars series, in which he plays Han Solo, and the Earthbound adventure films, Raiders of the Lost Ark and Temple of Doom, in which he stars as Indiana Jones. This week, the beneficiary of actor Harrison Ford's carpentry skills, Sergio Mendes, is at number 31 with his current hit, Alibis.
De no creer.
Resumen.
La casa era de Clark Gable.
Clark Gable le hace una casa a la señora Lombard. Estilo español.
Sí.
Y la casa la compra Sergio Mendes. Sergio Mendes se va de Brasil por el golpe militar. Resulta que Sergio Mendes le pone un telegrama a un amigo en Los Ángeles y consideran que eso era un mensaje terrorista. Lo meten a la cárcel y el tipo dice: yo de aquí me voy. Se va para Los Ángeles, llega su papá con plata, un médico, compra una casa. Pero le parece espantosa la casa.
¿Qué era la de Clark Gable?
La de Clark Gable. Una casa española, eso está horrible. Y tenía que montar un estudio para grabar sus discos. Y le dicen: óigame, en Hollywood hay un carpintero buenísimo. Un carpintero buenísimo.
Es donde la historia se vuelve inversa.
Y dice: bueno, ¿y quién es el carpintero? Harrison Ford.
Que todavía no era...
No, era, carpintero.
Un señor con unas tablas y unos clavos.
Sí, y un martillo que le cuelga en el cinturón. Harrison Ford le arregló la casa, le hizo el estudio. Pasaron los años, Harrison Ford se convierte en lo que es y él decide llenar el estudio de fotos de Back to the Future y Indiana Jones y todo eso. El carpintero de Sergio Mendes era ni más ni menos que Harrison Ford.